Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, the fourth chapter, verses 13 and 14. I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Those words probably take you back to maybe some of your earliest childhood memories learning the Christian faith, as they do for me. When I was about 4 years old, my grandfather, my mom's dad, was dying of cancer. And I remember coming up to stay with my grandparents and my grandfather being in the back bedroom. And I remember going in to help put washcloths on his forehead to keep his head cool. And I remember my uncles coming and singing hymns to him at his bedside. When he died, my parents felt that dealing with death was just too big. It was too big of a thing for me as a four-year-old to deal with, and so they decided to not have me attend his funeral. And I always wondered about that. His death was too big for me to deal with. As a little boy, I remember that one of my favorite stories when my parents would read to me Bible stories was the raising of Jairus' daughter, how that little 12-year-old girl had died, and then how Jesus came, and as he entered the house, he said to those, to the professional mourners who were outside, "She's not dead, but sleeping." And everybody laughed at him. How could he take something so big and treat it so small? But you see, this is the very Son of God himself, the creator of life, the one who possesses all power and authority in heaven and on earth and over all things. And he went in and took that little girl's hand and spoke to her dead body, and by the power in his living word, created life again inside of her heart and blood flowing in her veins as she sat up and he gave her back to his parents. How I love that story. To think how little Jesus could make something that's so big, that he could make her death just a sleep. He did that with his own death. We just sang in the hymn how the napkin that covered his head was folded so gently when our Lord rose on that first Easter. That Jesus can take this thing that seems so huge and intimidating to us, this big thing of death, and by his victorious resurrection can make it so little that it's like a nap. And to think that you and I now, sinful, weak, mortal human beings, who have to face this big enemy, but that God has granted us that by the gift of faith, that little activity in our heart that holds on to Jesus, that treasures his forgiveness that he's given us by his grace, that we, by that faith, also possess now the ability to make our death that seems so big, so little. The work of the church in the lives of adults and children is to make death defiers. And that is what we are in Christ. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take, and this I ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.